the price tag that you kicked around at the top of this conversation, still $20 billion, but obviously mass drivers excluded in that. But is that realistic?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you take a look at the resources that President Trump has made available between the Working Family Tax Cut Act, that's a $10 billion one-time plus up in NASA. I mean, the single biggest supplemental investment since the Kennedy era. A large portion of that going into exploration, which is putting American astronauts back on the moon to stay, which is the moon base. And then I think you take a look at the 26 appropriations, the president's budget request. We absolutely have the resources. And not only that, to dial it up, to get those landers on the moon, get the rovers there, to learn in that unique environment, to inform phase two and phase three, to realize that enduring presence on the moon, and do all the other things. The International Space Stations, our astronauts, our X plane portfolio, the orbital economy, lots of great science missions of science and discovery like Roman and Dragonfly. The public should rightfully have high expectations for what NASA can deliver with the resources available, and we intend to show them.
Yeah, and just to put things in perspective, I mean, $20 billion for a lunar base here in California, we're still waiting for that link from L.A. to San Francisco, and that's over $100 billion. NASA Administrator Jared Isaacman, thank you so much for joining us.